It's time now for coverage of high school basketball here on your local sports authority, 103.9 FM, KNZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
It's mid-season tournament time in high school hoops, and today here on KNZA 103.9 FM, we bring you the Thunder Classic, hosted by Nemaha Central. It is a loaded field once again, and excited to bring you first-round matchups here today on the MSC Sports Radio Network, and our channels being occupied as well for all three of our games here tonight. Again, a full house and a full crew on hand, getting you set for matchup and quarterfinal number one, which will be a ranked team and an undefeated squad in St. Mary's out of the Big East League, and a league opponent here to start things off. It's the Holton Wildcats, as this will be the first of our three broadcasts here tonight. We'll have a little bit of a break after game number one. Game number two in the quarterfinals will be Rock Creek and Marysville, and then we're going to come back on the air for the final two games of the night, which around 6:15 estimated start time, that's going to be Troy and Jackson Heights. And then the host, Nemaha Central Thunder, also ranked and undefeated, taking on a familiar opponent in Hiawatha. So, of course, right now we got the Holton channel dialed in. We'll have the Cobra channel for our second game later on tonight. And then the Hiawatha channel will be occupied with the matchup against Nemaha Central. And, of course, all three broadcasts right here on KNZA 103.9 FM. Kirk Hillman, our studio producer, Justin Fluke alongside, Paige and Ethan helping out with the channels throughout the night. It's St. Mary's and Holton game number one. Starting lineups in the tip-off straight ahead after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Seneca, Rainbow Communications is excited to provide an update on their ongoing fiber network upgrade. 68% of the mainline construction is completed, with the core infrastructure for high-speed internet well on its way to being finished. Additionally, over 55% of the drops to individual customer homes have been installed, ensuring many of you are already set up to connect directly to the new network. This Seneca fiber upgrade will bring faster, more reliable internet to support streaming, remote work, online learning, and more. Rainbow Communications is committed to keeping you informed as progress is made.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit bobschwartzfinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Moments away from the opening tip-off, first quarterfinal game here at the 11th annual Thunder Classic here at Nemaha Central High School, alongside Justin Fluke, Captain Kirk Hillman, our studio producer, Paige and Ethan helping out as well. I'm Braden Tadman here on KNZA. It's two Big East League squads going at it in this first quarterfinal, and how about an undefeated Bears team of St. Mary's at 8-0, and the defending champs here in this tournament taking on the Holton Wildcats under first-year head coach and Marco Hunter. Let's get you the starting lineups, and we'll start with the road team on the scoreboard per usual. That's going to be the Wildcats of Holton. Carrick DeDonder, a 6'1 junior in the starting lineup, alongside Braden Peek, a 6'2 senior, the leading scorer and rebounder for the Wildcats. Bodie Dillon in the backcourt as well. He is a 6-foot senior guard. Corbin Fox along the perimeter as well. He is a 5'10 junior, and then a 6'6 senior forward in Brody Meyer, wrapping it up for Marco Hunter, first-year head coach for the Wildcats. So again, for the Wildcats in this quarterfinal, DeDonder, Peek, Dillon, Fox, and Meyer. For the undefeated St. Mary's Bears, under head coach Will Spradling, eighth year leading this team and could have his best team to this point, undefeated again at 8-0. They go like this here in this quarterfinal. Brady Hurla, 6-foot senior, sensational athlete, 19 points per game, first team all-league in the Mideast a year ago. Cyprian Jackson, also in the backcourt, 6'3 senior at 9 points and 6 rebounds per game. Alex Gallegos is a 6-foot senior on the perimeter. Ben DeVader, a 5'10 junior as well, averaging 14 points per game, and then a little bit of extra size down low. Howie Rizak, a 6'4 senior, 7.6 rebounds per game. So again, for eighth-year head coach Will Spradling, it's going to be Hurla, Jackson, Gallegos, DeVader, and Rizak. Again, Justin Fluke alongside Loaded Field Man, and obviously the defending champs here in this tournament, the Bears, taking on a whole Wildcats team that's had some tough stretches here over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, you mentioned it. I mean, St. Mary's the defending champs. They're undefeated, and they have a program that's well-established now under Coach Will Spradling, only losing one senior from last year. And, man, they haven't skipped a beat. Meanwhile, Holton, a team that, like St. Mary's, has quite a few seniors and some experience, but I feel like they're still just trying to figure some things out. It's a team that's had three coaches in the last 4 years for these senior boys. A lot of new things, a lot of moving parts, and the Wildcats are trying to grasp that and put it together. Holton will have a little bit of a size and height advantage in this game. St. Mary's, though, a team that loves guard-oriented, fast-paced perimeter offense. Could be a high-scoring out game.
Jackson for the Bears to tip it up against Brody Meyer for the Wildcats. Holton in the road blue uniforms. Bears in their home whites, and the Wildcats in those road blue uniforms. The opening possession here, first quarter final here on KNCA and the Holton Channel. Here's Meyer, right side on the wing, man-to-man defense by the Bears. They are aggressive with good guards around the perimeter. Here's a touch by Bodie Dillon, skips it up top to Peak. Left side it goes to Corbin Fox, puts it on the dribble with the left hand, stops on the wing inside the three-point line. Now Peak has to go get it. He stops in the left corner, good defense there by Jackson. And Holton now resetting, 30 seconds on this opening possession. Looking for our first points early on in this game. Here's Dillon, now a touch inside. Peak shot up and good off the window. Productive opening possession for the Holton Wildcats. And Peak gets the Wildcats out to a 2-0 lead.
Peak had 16 points on this floor on Friday night as Holton was here at Seneca. Lost to Nemaw Central by 21.
Here is Hurla. You're going to hear his name a lot. Driving in from the left corner. He floats it up and in for two. A 6-foot senior averaging 19 points per game gets the Bears on the board and right into the front court. There's our first turnover as Corbin Fox had a little too much shuffle with the feet with a travel along the left wing.
You know, these tournaments are always interesting for a lot of different reasons, B-Tad. But I always feel like these early afternoon tournament games can be a struggle as well, just to kind of get into basketball mode, playing a lot earlier than teams are used to, of course, trying to find some basketball mentality and rhythm.
There's a post touch inside for the Bears, but a missed opportunity by Rizak, and then the rebound is taken away and an easy bucket off the turnover by Hurla. So they ultimately get the bucket after a quick turnover. And now the Wildcats pushing it up the floor. Brody Meyer, they beat the press. It's an easy two for Brody, and he ties the game. It's 4-4, 6:20 to go, first quarter. Good pace, good athleticism here to start. Here's Hurla up top, zone defense right now for the Wildcats. This is an undefeated Bears team, 8-0, number 10 in the rankings in Class 3A, and now the Bears turn it over for the first time. Wildcats ramped up on the defensive end, a 4-4 tie, not quite 2 minutes into this game. First round here at the Thunder Classic, first of three on tap across our networks here tonight. Here is the Donder, top of the key, a little bit closer to the midcourt stripe. Goes into the corner now, it's Bodie Dillon. They go inside, cutting Peak, shot up through contact, he missed it, it was a good look, and a rebound for Jackson and St. Mary's. A 4-4 tie, 5:45 to go, clock moving first quarter. This is a Bears team that can score in bunches. 63 points per game so far for the Bears. Beautiful ball fake and drive floater. Beautifully executed. That's Ben DeVader, his first bucket, and the Bears back in front, 6-4.
DeVader, one of four guys for St. Mary's, averaging over 9 points a game.
And back up the floor, two-on-one break, but the one there, the advantage, a turnover once again, and now a three for the Bears, buried by DeVader in the left corner. A quick five for him. And a 9-4 lead now, largest lead here for the Bears, not quite 3 minutes into the quarter. Holton doing a good job breaking that press. They get it into a jump shot in transition. How about that play by Corbin Fox for a two? 9-6, a three-point Bears lead. Just passed, now under 5 minutes to go in this opening quarter. Lost into the corner by Jackson. Rizak gets a touch. Another chance for DeVader. He is on one. Here in the first few minutes, back-to-back threes, and he's already got 8 points. 12-6 Bears at 4:40 to go in the frame. In stride from the left wing. Now Meyer, good look. Easy bucket, count it, and the foul. How about that for Brody Meyer down low? Chance for the old-fashioned three-point play.
A couple times Holton's broke this press and had a transition opportunity, and actually the third time now that the Wildcats have been able to score in transition. They've done a pretty good job handling the pressure of St. Mary's and converting at the offensive end.
Here's the 6'6 senior Brody Meyer, 6 points a game, 46% at the line here so far this season. Trying to get the three, and he does. 5 points here in the first quarter for Brody Meyer, and it's a three-point Bears lead. Good pace to this one. It is 12-9 St. Mary's at 4.5 minutes to go. Once again, the zone defense here by the Wildcats. They give up 55 points per game on that end. The Vaders off to a hot start. He had it. Now they reverse it left side. Hurla, nice ball fake. Baseline drive. Kicks it up top. The Vader open again. Off the heel strong. Jackson, the offensive rebound. He sticks it up and in. Very athletic. Cyprian Jackson, a 6'3 senior, gives the Bears back a 5-point advantage. 14-9 at 4 minutes to go in the quarter. Bears going man-to-man and lost out near the out-of-bounds line is Fox, but he chases it down and resets. Guarded by DeVader. Fox with one hand nearly got it to go, and a foul's called. See if it's on the floor, if it's a shooting foul, and it looks like it's going to be two shots here for the 5'10 junior Corbin Fox for the Wildcats.
Pretty good job since the opening possession of the Wildcats attacking the basket, whether it's in transition that we mentioned a moment ago or in a half-court set as they had here. A good job getting to the line, and a couple fouls on Ben DeVader now. Had 8 consecutive points, but he'll have to go to the bench with 2 personals.
First 2 fouls of the game against DeVader, who leads all scorers right now with 8. First free throw was good by Fox. Second short, rebound St. Mary's. Zach Summers, who just checked into the game for the Bears, pulling that one in. It's a 4-point lead right now for St. Mary's at 14-10. Clock moving, 3:45 first quarter. Right side of the floor, it goes to Summers. Again, the zone defense here for the Wildcats. Good cutoff there, and now Peek knocks it away and a steal. Second turnover by St. Mary's. Here is a cut by DeDonder baseline. Kicks it back out to Fox. It's tipped out of bounds. It stays here with Holton at 3.5 minutes to go in what is a 4-point game, 14-10 Bears. Good pace, good action on both ends of the floor. They get it to, or looking to find, a Peek inside on the cut. Good defense again by Summers to knock that one out of play. And Holton resetting underneath. A Wildcats team losing here at Nemaha Central on Friday, 59-38. The record of 2-6 on the year, but they have played a difficult schedule here early. Here is a nice move and drive by Dillon. Couldn't get it to go. Tipped up and around a little bit. Finally brought down, and then a foul on Dillon on the rebound attempt.
Pretty good look. Just didn't quite finish. And there's been nothing easy for Holton as St. Mary's. Very aggressive defensive team has contested every shot thus far.
Yeah, the Bears giving up just 45 points per game. Offensively scoring 63 at tilt. Nice little turnaround jump shot halfway down and out. And a one-and-done possession there for the Bears. Rebound Braden Peek. Now the Wildcats with it. Down 4, 3 minutes to go first quarter. Here's Fox, high left on the wing, putting it on Hurla, stopping on a dime, kicking it back out to Peek up top. They'll reset now with Carrick DeDonder. Now Fox thought about it, deep left on the wing, into the corner with Peek. Fox had it knocked away out of bounds. Good defense again by Hurla. Wildcats keep it, 2:41 to go. 8 points, Ben DeVader leading the Bears right now. 5 for Meyer to lead the Wildcats. Here is Dillon with the basketball, left side on the wing. He's guarded by Killian McCann, who has checked into the game for St. Mary's. There's a dump down inside, but nobody home, and a 4th turnover by the Wildcats. Bears pushing, Hurla in transition for 3, hits off the front rim, and tipped out to Gallegos on the perimeter for a reset. Knocked inside, tipped out, and a steal. Braden Peek picking this one up, and then knocked down at midcourt with Corbin Fox, and a foul called. Good sportsmanship there by McCann, lifting up Fox after he was knocked over, and that foul on McCann is first.
You know, talking about this tournament, it's come a long way. It was always one of the best boys' tournaments, had the Raider Classic for a long, long time, and now the 11 years with the Thunder Classic. Had a few years where they couldn't quite get a full 8-team bracket, but now not only have they done that, but attracted some very high-caliber, talented teams. Rock Creek, the new one in here this year, another ranked team. Should be a phenomenal 3 days of basketball here for the boys in Seneca.
Coming down the home stretch, 2 minutes to go opening quarter, still 14-10. We've got a little bit cold on the offensive end, but the Wildcats with the ball down those 4 points. Here's a drive by Dillon, backing up, difficult shot, and that's going to go from 15, and then a foul inside on the rebound attempt. I think you count that 2 for Bodie Dillon, And it's going to be Rizak who picked up the call on the rebound attempt, so the Wildcats get the two and the ball back. Fourth foul against the Bears, so the final 1:52. Holton's going to be in the bonus here in this opening quarter. Here's a three for the lead. It is short, but Brody Meyer, the offensive rebound to keep the possession alive here for the Wildcats. Back up top, this is DeDonder with it. Now Dillon, after a screen behind the back, puts up a shot, strong off the heel. Perla the rebound, and now pushing in transition for the Bears. He wants to go coast to coast through some contact. He missed the shot, and now it's tipped out into the front court here by Fox. He's got a coast-to-coast opportunity, and then it's tipped up and missed by Peak. Two opportunities gone by the wayside there for the Wildcats. That's fortunate for the Bears, still holding a two-point lead at 70 seconds to go in the quarter. Here's Hurla fading away, nicely done from 15. Six now for Brady Hurla, and it's a four-point lead once again at 16-12. Final minutes of this opening quarter. Here's Braden Peak bringing it up the floor himself, guarded by McCann. Holton in the road blue uniforms, top and bottoms, all whites cross the board for the Bears of St. Mary's. 48 seconds to go, lost near the corner, and then dribbling it back out is DeDonder. Stops on the wing. Dillon gets a touch up top and gets a backdoor cut. Peak, nicely done. Beautiful feed by Dillon, and Peak, the benefit factor there. He's got four, and it's a two-point game. 16-14, 30 seconds to go. Here's a drive. Shot blocked at the rim, tipped out. And DeDonder gets the touch, and now Holton can play for the final shot with 22 seconds left. Oh, nice move there by Dillon. They'll reset between the rings out high, down to 15 seconds. He is guarded by McCann, working on the left wing, spinning back up top. Here's Meyer on a cut, quickly surrounded, and a turnover by the Wildcats. 7 seconds here for the Bears. Here's Hurla going around Fox, too easy, at the horn, lays it in for two. And Hurla now with 8 first quarter points, and the Bears with an 18-14 advantage here as we end the first quarter of play. Good pace, good action on both ends of the floor. Again, the 11th annual Thunder Classic, first quarter final matchup, the Bears 18 and the Wildcats 14. Back after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Roger Hauer with Kellerman Real Estate, online at kellermanrealestate.com.
At Kellerman Real Estate, we're often asked, how is the real estate market? While times are different with higher interest rates and a shortage of inventory, it's still a great time to buy and sell property. Consulting with an agent is more important today than ever to understand how you can best position yourself in this market. At Kellerman Real Estate in Holton, we are ready to accompany you on your real estate journey. After all, we live, work, and play where you do.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Game on KNCA brought to you by Rainbow Communications. Find them at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services here in Northeast Kansas. Brandon Tam and Justin Fluke, Kirk Kilman, Paige, and Ethan helping out as well. First quarter final here at the Thunder Classic. Good pace. St. Mary's an 18-14 lead against the Wildcats of Holton. Second quarter action is underway. Here's Jackson on the block. Turns, kicks, fires to Hurla for three. Left it a touch short. Tipped out into the hands of Corbin Fox. The rebound for the Wildcats. Pushing heavily into transition, stops at the elbow, kicks it back up top. This is Logan Altenberg, who is into the game here for the Wildcats. An 18-14 our score. First offensive possession here for the Wildcats. Wrapped around, a pass taken away by Hurla. Six turnovers now for the Wildcats, and Hurla wants to push. Now stops on the perimeter. They get it into the corner with Jackson, closed out quickly by DeDonder. Now Hurla at the elbow, hesitates, dumps it into the paint, shot no, but a foul. Rizak going to the line to shoot two.
I feel like Holton played a pretty good first quarter overall. They had that transition opportunity where it was 2-on-1 and had a chance to tie this game at 16-all. It was a 2-on-1 break, and I felt like it was just some indecision there. Corbin Fox knew he had Braden Peak behind him. I thought maybe he was going to make a backward pass or try to dish it off the glass or something to him for an alley-oop of some kind, but I think it was just a little bit of indecision. Fox ended up missing kind of a rushed layup, and then Peak ended up missing the follow as well. But certainly a couple opportunities for Holton, and still shot the basketball pretty well to be able to hang in this game through 8 minutes here today.
So at the free throw line, this is Howie Rizak, 7 points and 6 boards a game. And his first free throw up and good. His first points in this one, giving Bears a 5-point advantage, 19-14. We're just 45 seconds into the second quarter. Rizak, 6'4", good size. Second freebie, strong. Jackson, the offensive rebound, though, to keep it alive. And another chance here. Hurla for three. Misfired on this one and tipped into the hands of Braden Peek for the Wildcats. Bears couldn't handle the opportunity there after the offensive rebound. Wildcats down five. They're looking inside for Lassie, and it's knocked away and out of bounds into the stands. As Altenberg checks back in, they made Logan Altenberg take off his undershirt, did the official, so...
Which I'm not sure why, because, like, the daughter has an undershirt on. I don't know if there was something showing on it, like it had a logo or a word or writing or something underneath it, maybe, because other guys have undershirts and they're fine. But Holton starters played all the entire first quarter. They've gone to their bench here in the second.
Yeah, and there's Lassie off the bench, big body and a nice post move for two. 6'9 senior Luke Lassie. It's the Wildcats within 19-16 at 6:40 to go in the half. Bears again dealing with this zone defense that the Wildcats have played for a majority of the first half. Here's Hurla putting it on the dribble, works his way in. Offensive foul. Altenberg took the brunt of the heat, and that is Hurla's first and a Bears turnover.
Still got toughness without the undershirt, I guess, as Altenberg stepping in front of Brady Hurla, who picks up his first personal foul. That's kind of the glue guy, the little things that Altenberg brings to the Wildcat team.
Well, three would tie the game. Bears have led for majority of this game so far, but the Wildcats are not going anywhere to this point. Here is the Donder with it. Now Altenberg a touch left corner. Lassie on the block, working on Rizak. A lot of beef down low. It's knocked away, and now Altenberg fighting for it, and he's on the out-of-bounds line. That'll be a Wildcat turnover.
Yeah, seven of them already by Holton in this game. They're lucky to only be down by one possession early in the second quarter with those seven turnovers.
Not quite 2 minutes into this second period. 19-16 our score. Undefeated Bears of St. Mary's. Of course, now parts of this Big East League. And you could argue right now the best team in this league and the defending champs here at this tournament. There's a missed three and a foul on Rizak on the rebound attempt, and that's going to be his second. Good box out there for the Wildcats.
DeVader had to go to the bench early after 8 points with two fouls. He's back out there, but now Rizak will set with his two fouls. St. Mary's has done a good job. They've actually out-rebounded Holton in this game, despite being a little bit undersized.
Just past the two-minute end mark in this second period. Now the Bears finally pounding in there around the perimeter, at least right around midcourt, and that's going to be DeVader's third foul. That's not ideal. That quickly gets in Gallegos.
And three team fouls here in the second quarter with still 5:51 to play until the break.
Wildcats going up against this pressure defense of the Bears, but not going against their favor right now with a few fouls racked up on a couple key players. Wildcats with a three would tie the game, 19-16 with the possession, under 5:40 to go until the half. Here's Peek working around the perimeter, dribbles back into the corner, trying to do it himself, and he delivers a three to tie the game. Seven for Peek, his ninth triple of the year, and it's 19-19. Wildcat fans getting loud here in Seneca. Nice backdoor layup, good. Beautifully done across the board, and McCann with his first two. And then a travel right on the inbounds play. That is a ill-advised turnover for the Wildcats.
Ill-advised and unforced, but St. Mary's has been consistent with their full-court pressure, and I think that just has Holton kind of overthinking things a little bit in the backcourt, and that's what happened right there.
The Bears a 21-19 lead, not quite 3 minutes into the second quarter, and now that ball tips out to Brendan Griffin, who has checked into the game, and now Hurla kicks it into the corner. Here's Summers for three. That one a little bit strong and a good box out, and Griffin rebound to keep it alive. Offensive rebound's a story here. Now Hurla from deep, that one grazing the right rim, and out to the perimeter, a rebound for DeDonder.
St. Mary's has cooled off. DeVader had those back-to-back threes, but those are the only ones they've hit in this game. They've missed seven now consecutive from behind the three-point line.
Here's Altenberg in the corner. Two-point game, Bears in front, 4:40 to go until the half. Here is Dillon, right side on the wing. Bears continuing that pressure man-to-man defense. Little screen and roll action, not much with the roll, and right back to Dillon up top. Switching on him is Gallegos. He'll go all the way. Floater nearly got it to go. Lassie, the big body, too easy on the offensive rebound. Luke Lassie ties it, 21 apiece, just under 4:20 to go until the half. Good minutes here for Luke Lassie off the bench. Left side of the floor, Gallegos a touch, up top to Griffin. Bouncing it inside to Jackson, kicks it back to Hurla. Good extra pass into the corner for three. Beautiful ball movement, and a three ball is knocked down for Gallegos.
First one for him. In fact, he's the sixth different St. Mary's player to score now in this contest.
24-21 Bears, just under 4 minutes to go until halftime. Holton trying to break the press. They do so, get it into the front court. Peek steps into one, a little strong on a three. Backside rebound for Gallegos. Pushing the tempo is Alex Gallegos. Gets it off here to Summers, right back to him for three. That one a little bit hard off the rim. Another offensive rebound for Jackson, and another reset. Floater in the lane, no. Tip back up, no. Good offensive rebound try by Gallegos, but couldn't get the attempt to go, and now a pass deflected out of bounds, and the Wildcats fortunate to not give up points on that possession.
St. Mary's has at least, what, a half dozen, maybe seven or eight offensive rebounds now in this game. Unfortunately for the Bears, they haven't always been able to turn those into points.
3:23 to go until halftime. Good pace with this first quarterfinal game. Two big East League opponents in this Thunder Classic quarterfinal. 24-21 Bears. Wildcats with the ball. Dillon being guarded heavily by Griffin, and they'll get Griffin with the foul. And that's the last foul to give for the Bears here in quarter number two. Now the Wildcats have only committed one foul themselves here in quarter number two. And Meyer instantly lost it off his hip on the inbounds pass, and that is another unforced turnover. Make it 9 for the Wildcats. For the Bears, from right to left, up the floor. Wildcats again in a zone defense. 24-21, the Bears lead at just over 3 minutes to go in the half. Right side pass, Summers. He is firing from deep, tipped out to Hurla. Another offensive rebound. Hurla had it knocked away, and Pete comes away with a steal. 5 turnovers now for the Bears. Here's Dillon, heavy into the front court, using the body against Hurla, who goes man-to-man. Here's Fox. He wants to drive, floats it, nearly got it to go. Griffin grabbing the defensive rebound for the Bears. Difficult shot, nearly went down for Corbin Fox.
I think both these teams are going to be ready for a little breather in the locker room at halftime. It's been a furious pace, both sides back and forth.
Here's Griffin driving, floating off the back heel, and a rebound picked away by Peek. And now here's Fox. Ooh, tried to bounce it in, but a lucky bounce here to DeDonder, who fades away and cashes a bucket. First bucket for Carrick DeDonder, and it's 24-23 Bears at 2:10 to go in the half.
Holton's now had six guys score as well already here in this game. They'll stay in their 2-3 zone, giving the Bears a lot of three-point looks.
There's a drive by Hurla trying to go through the top few of that zone. He's knocked to the floor, and a foul's going to be called on Corbin Fox. Just the second team foul against the Wildcats here in quarter number two. Brendan Griffin is going to take a seat. Killian McCann checks back in for the Bears. This will be Summers to throw it in. Jackson left side, ball faking there, getting the defense out to the top of the key, and that leaves a wide open three that is buried by McCann. Makes it 27-23, now 5.5 for the 5'11 junior. Here's Fox driving, kicking, DeDonder for three, not quite there, hits up over the top of the backboard, that gives it back to St. Mary's.
Four triples now for the Bears, and I feel like when they come down the court and see Holton in a 2-3 zone, St. Mary's is just licking their chops because they're a team that's got a lot of guys that can bang them down from the perimeter.
27-23 Bears, 1:35 and counting first half. Bears with the basketball and the advantage. Here's Summers up top, chest pass into the corner, Gallegos. He'll drive, kick it up top. McCann again tries, not this time on a three. Another offensive rebound for Jackson. He missed a second chance. And now a third opportunity once again as Hurla fades. He airballs that shot from the corner, and it's tipped out of bounds back to Holton.
Again, the Cats lucky because usually if you give St. Mary's three different tries on an offensive possession, they're going to find a way to get points. But there's another empty possession for St. Mary's despite two more offensive boards.
Yeah, that is certainly a stat that's skewed in the favor of the Bears, but maybe not taking quite advantage of it as they would like, and that would be rebounding, particularly on the offensive end. A minute to go in the half, 27-23, the Bears leading, and there's a carry call against the Wildcats and Braden Peek, and that's another turnover.
And just trying to do a little bit too much right there. And Holton's got to be careful. They've played well. They're right in this game, but it's 4 points, and you'd like to keep it within six or less here going into the locker room.
Clock at 50 seconds moving south until the half, 27-23. See what the Bears draw up here. They get a reverse layup underneath off the heel, peak the rebound for Holton. So they went at it quickly, had one close to the rim, but couldn't convert. And now the Wildcats, they so choose, can play for the final shot here in the second quarter.
Get a good shot, even if it's not the last. Don't settle for anything here. Got to find something good. Make this a one-possession game.
Here's Fox with the basketball, working around the perimeter. Backs up to the top of the key. Left side it goes to Peak. 20 seconds to go. Here's Altenberg. Now Fox, deep. Nice ball fake. Gets around the defender. Now back to Peak with 14 seconds left. Fox in the corner. They want to pick and roll. Played well by the defense. Fox caught in a double. Down to 7 seconds. Still has to find somebody to get it off to, and then it's knocked out of bounds. After all that, it's going to be last touch by Holton, and they turn it over with 5 seconds to go. So now the Bears have to go the full length of the floor, but certainly have time to get a look here before the half. Here's Hurla, 2 seconds, gets to midcourt, steps in, fires, and he swishes it from a step inside midcourt to end the half.
Acted like it ain't no thing. That was just as cool, calm, and collected as can be. Hurla getting a little separation right after he crossed the midcourt line and just knocked it in like a little free throw there.
That
makes it a seven-point game. Kind of a backbreaker. Holton had it down 4. Chance to maybe close out the half and be down only 4 or less. But they turn it over, and then St. Mary's, a half-court shot, makes this game look a whole lot different here at the break.
Yeah, all-league, all-state caliber, Brady Hurla from 40-plus feet to end the half. 30-23 is our halftime score. The Bears out in front. Halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. First quarter final at the half. We'll talk about it after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Denison State Bank encourages all debit card users to load their cards to Apple Pay or Google Pay and use those at participating merchants. Mobile wallets offer the highest level of tokenized security. Log into your DSB Connect and click My Debit Card.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with 3 local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacey Mehus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
First of 3 quarterfinals here at the 11th annual Thunder Classic in Seneca, and a good first half in game number 1 between Holton and St. Mary's. Brady Hurla, a 40-footer at the buzzer to give St. Mary's a 7-point halftime lead. It is 30-23 here on KNZA and the Holton channel as well. Well, kind of an initial thought. I mean, obviously, Wildcats right in it the entire way, and you said it right before the break there. Felt like kind of a back-breaking shot by Hurla. Again, right in front of midcourt to give St. Mary's what is right now a 7-point advantage.
Yeah, that's a pretty big difference when you look at this game at halftime. I think overall Holton has to feel pretty good about the way that they've played. And we've seen this kind of basketball from the Wildcats a lot this season. We've even seen it for as much as 3 quarters. For example, the Sabetha game a little over a week ago, they were ahead by 1 going into the fourth quarter, had played 3 great periods, and then got outscored 19-2 in the final 8 minutes. So it's like Holton's still a team that just has these lapses, whether they're at the end of a half or whether they're for an entire quarter or just a few minutes in between. It's cleaning up and not having those lapses where the other team's able to go on a run. But, you know, I feel like St. Mary's led the entire first half, and Holton responded well. They didn't go away and made enough shots to keep themselves in it. They shot pretty well, and if they cut down turnovers, that'll help. Holton had 11 first-half turnovers, so they gave away a lot of possessions. They also gave away a lot of rebounds. And St. Mary's had second and third chance opportunities, it seemed like, almost every trip down the court. But considering the turnovers, considering the offensive rebounds, and considering you're playing one of the top eight teams in the entire state that's undefeated, I think Holton feels pretty good here, down just 7 at the break.
Yeah, you mentioned the two big keys again for Holton. I think the turnovers and maybe limiting the offensive rebounds and second chance opportunities, although the Bears didn't capitalize as much on those as they would probably like. In that first half. But again, the Bears leading 30-23, 18-14 their advantage after the first quarter. They outscored Holton 12-9 in quarter number two. Let's get you the first half numbers here, starting with the Bears. Hurla, again, we mentioned 6-foot senior Brady Hurla, 40-plus footer at the buzzer. He led all scorers with 11 in the first half. They also got 8 from Ben DeVader, who went on a spurt in that first quarter but was saddled in the second with foul trouble. They also got 5 from Killian McCann off the bench. They got 3 from Alex Gallegos. They got 2 from Cyprian Jackson. They also got a point from the line from Howie Rizak, who was also saddled with a little bit of foul trouble in that first half. For the Wildcats, they got 7 from Braden Peak, and pretty scattered across the board. Brody Meyer with 5. Luke Lassie off the bench, he got 4. They got 3 from Corbin Fox, and they got 2 apiece from Carrick DeDonder and also Bodie Dillon. Some of the other team numbers, we mentioned the 11 Wildcat turnovers. St. Mary's didn't quite turn it over as much, just 5. Bears out-rebounding unofficially. The Wildcats 15-12, and not a lot of free throws in the first half. Wildcats 2 of 3 at the line. Bears were 1 out of 2. Stats from the first half brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. You can visit member firms, Holton Tax Services at Holton. That's with Mike Tanking, Kay Onler and Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services in Whiting. That is with Jacob Yinks and Courtney Brockoff. Again, our first quarter final at the half. Holton trailing St. Mary's. The score is 30-23. We'll continue our halftime coverage right after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Tired of the paper chase? Simplify your life with Rainbow's eBill mobile app. View your bill, make payments, and check your Wi-Fi password, all from the palm of your hand. Download Rainbow eBill today from the App Store or Google Play Store and take control of your account like never before. Rainbow Communications, your connection to a brighter future. Visit their website for more information or call Rainbow Communications to learn more about the eBill mobile app at 800-892-0163.
Chances are, if something seems too good to be true,
it's a scam.
Hi, I'm Hannah Deegan, the frontline manager at the Farmer State Bank in Holton.
And I'm Katie Henry, a teller at the Farmer State Bank, and we have seen a rise in consumer scams.
Never give out your personal information through an email, over the phone, or put it online. If you're unsure of whether or not you're being scammed, please contact us. We're always happy to help.
That's what I like about Farmer State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive, just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop, full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yinkst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Well, about a minute to go until we get the second half started here between Holton and St. Mary's. Two Big East League opponents going at it here in the quarterfinals of the 11th annual Thunder Classic here at Nemaha Central High School. Alongside Justin Flute, Kirk Kilman in studio, Paige and Ethan helping out as well with the channels here tonight. Brandon Tabman with you. Real quick, second half adjustments for the Wildcats. What are we thinking? Obviously, we talked offensive rebounds and turnovers, kind of the two factors in that first half.
Yeah, I think the other thing is Coach Hunter's done a good job of changing up defenses a lot throughout the year, but I'm not sure how long Holton will be able to play zone. I think at some point they may have to look at manning up the St. Mary's team. I feel like they have the athletes, the size, and the ability to do that, but St. Mary's has just so many good players that are so good from the outside. They had, what, four different players make at least one three-pointer in the first half already. So, you know, it's not a team that you want to let get heated up in a hurry. And I think, you know, defensive adjustments for Holton, besides rebounding and taking better care of the basketball, or maybe, you know, being more aware of the perimeter and guarding that perimeter better, and maybe having to extend the zone or come out and play man-to-man. I think if you're St. Mary's, the only big concern for head coach Will Spradlin is, you know, continuing to play aggressive, but avoid foul trouble. They have Ben DeVader with three and Howie Rizak with two. And, you know, they picked up fouls pretty quickly in each of those first two quarters. When you're playing with the lead, you don't want to give the opponent an opportunity to get to the line if the clock stopped. So I think he'll want to see his team play better without that fouling here in the second half.
So the second half about to start again. We'll have a break for quarterfinal number two. That'll be Rock Creek, another ranked team, taking on Marysville. And then we'll have the final two games, 6:15, 7:45-ish, Troy and Jackson Heights, the first of those two, and then Nemaha Central, Hiawatha, to wrap it up. Here we go. We switch sides of the floor. Wildcats down 7 to start the third quarter. With this opening possession, they get it up top. Dylan, a look for three. It was the right idea. They set it up. He couldn't convert. And a quick possession there. Howie Rizak, the rebound. And now the Bears from left to right, their first possession in the second half. Here's Hurla, gets a high ball screen, jumps into the paint, kicks it out left for three. This one a little bit strong from the corner. Another offensive rebound this time by Hurla. Jump down to Jackson, who's bumped by Meyer, and he is fouled on the floor. So Meyer picks up the foul, and the first on either side here in the third quarter.
Yeah, nobody for Holton has more than one foul in this game, so they certainly don't have the foul trouble, but they've already given up another offensive rebound here on this first possession.
They dump it into Jackson. Nobody paying attention, but he missed the bunny in the rebound by Meyer. Wildcats fortunate there to not give up a two. Here's Fox into the front court, left side, peek in the corner, triggers a three, halfway down and out. Rebound Gallegos. He'll push it down the middle of the floor, angles right to the wing, now Hurla in the corner. 50 seconds into the third quarter, still waiting for our first points. Jackson dumps it down, Rizak for two.
Nice
Jackson,
pass.
Nice pass, yeah, for sure. I think this is our first time out of the game, by the way.
I think you're right. Coach Hunter not happy with the defense, but I think also, you know, it's just a team that hasn't made a lot of threes this year, only one in the first half. They came out and put up two pretty quick threes, missed them both, and, you know, now down nine all of a sudden. So it's not time that you want to start panicking, shooting early in possessions maybe. Still got to keep working and battling for some good shots on the offensive end.
7:03 to go, third quarter, 32-23 St. Mary's. That timeout brought to you by Schlegel's, homegrown popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break, you're looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room. Try Schlegel's, many flavors of homegrown popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. Getting set to go out of the timeout, and that was, in fact, the first timeout utilized by either coach in this game.
You know, St. Mary's isn't a real tall team, Brandon. We talked about that. But one thing they are, every single player out there is athletic. I mean, they can all jump, and they just look like a bunch of great athletes.
Yeah, a lot of physical guards who can do a little bit of everything. And now the Wildcats, let's see what they see up out of the timeout. Down 9, 32-23. We're past a minute into this third period. Here's Meyer, right side pass to Peek on the wing, guarded by Jackson. Jackson nearly knocked it away. Peek gets it back, dumps it into the corner with Fox, and now Jackson again, great defense, causing a turnover. That was all Cyprian Jackson, who helped force that turnover for the Bears. Here's Hurla up top. 11 in the first half for him. Now another left corner three. That's an air ball. And now Rezac going to get called for a foul on the rebound attempt. Good box out there for the Wildcats.
Yeah, a cheap foul on Rezac. He's frustrated. He wasn't in position. Just tried to reach around for that ball. And he's got three, joining Ben DeVader, who has three personal fouls.
Well, something we saw most of the first half. Full court press here by St. Mary's. And now pushing with heavy pace is Dillon into the front court. Works it at the top of the key. Angles left. And a backdoor cut. Layup good. Nicely done. Carrick to Donder for two.
Bodie Dillon so good at dishing the dimes. Leads this Holton team in assist, and another beautiful one right there.
Big bucket, 32-25. Jackson tries to answer, and he silences the Wildcat crowd with a left corner three.
Five different pairs have now made a three-point basket here in this game today.
5 points for Jackson, 35-25. Largest lead here for the Bears at 5:50 to go in this third quarter.
You know, Holton's had 11 turnovers, 12 now, I guess, total, but they've not been against the full court pressure. They've handled the full court press really well. Most of their turnovers have been in the half court.
Here's Peak. Right side block. Back to the bucket. Gets it back up top to Dillon. Cut off into the corner. Now skips it to Fox, who had it knocked away from behind, and another steal.
Half court turnover. Fox just kind of lost the handle.
2.5 minutes in. 5.5 to go here in this third. They don't pick up Hurla. Nearly made him pay. Tipped out and a rebound for the Wildcats. Holton fortunate there. Leaving Hurla wide open in transition for a straight-on three, but he missed it. Now here's Peak in the corner, guarded by Jackson. Needs to find someone to give it off to, instead using the dribble. Now spinning back towards the corner, cut off baseline. Back up top to Dillon, a little hezzy on a three, and that's an air ball. And out of bounds, back to the Bears.
Yeah, I feel like Hurla is one of those guys that when he walks in the gym, like, he's in range, and you better find him because he can put it up and score, averaging almost 20 points per game. First team All-Mid-East player a season ago, averaged about 21 points a game last year. Hurla, one of the best seniors in the entire Sunflower State.
Yeah, certainly on pace for his point per game total here today. Just under 5 minutes to go in this third quarter. A lot of time to go. Bears in front, 35-25. They led it 30-23 at the half, extending on it here early portions of the third. Here is Hurla, as we talk about, up top, going to work on Dillon, spinning, now back to the bucket, and kicks it back to Gallegos. Nice drive and kick. Summers a look, and he cans a three. Another player has hit one from downtown, this time Zach Summers, and it's 38-25, largest lead for the Bears. And the Wildcats having a little trouble here in the front court, but Dillon has it in the paint, and fading away, nearly got a shot to go off balance, and a rebound there for the Bears and Summers.
Danger zone right now for Holt.
About the halfway point here in this third quarter, 38-25 Bears. Tightening it up on the defensive end. There's a off-balance shot. Jackson offensive rebound. He missed that one. And that time cleaned up by Myers. So another chance, second chance there for Jackson. Couldn't get it to go. And now up the floor, easy bucket. And much needed for Carrick DeDonder and the Wildcats.
Good one-handed pass across the court by Corbin Fox. Just like Bodie Dillon, an elite passer able to find a man on the way to the hoop.
3:45 to go in the third, and Meyer comes away with a block shot inside on Gallegos. Subs in on both sides. McCann back in. Also Altenberg checking in for the Wildcats. 38-27 Bears. 3:42 to go, third quarter. First quarter final here at the Thunder Classic. Bears undefeated on the year. Could have got away with a walk there. Now a wide open three in the corner. Short. That's going to be another foul on the rebound attempt, this time against Killian McCann.
Two on him. Couple other guys with three. Just a second foul on St. Mary's, though, in this third quarter. They'll continue with their full court man-to-man pressure.
Altenberg, who just checked in, trying to throw it in and into some traffic, but picked up by DeDonder. Bears backing up a little bit. DeDonder puts a foot on the gas, far side of the floor, dumps it short corner to Meyer, right back to DeDonder on the wing. Here's Dillon, top of the key, left side to Peak. He wants to go to work, gets inside, has to kick it back out. Altenberg now with the dribble, using it to his right, works it up against Jackson, bumped up at the top of the key, back to the bucket, needs to find someone to get it off to, and does so to Dillon. North of 3 minutes and counting, third quarter. 11-point Bears lead here in this first quarter final. Here's Meyer, around the perimeter, back into the corner with Dillon. They want a little screen and roll action. They execute it well, but Meyer missed the shot. Now it's on the floor, picked up by Hurla, and then a foul against the Wildcats. You can't fault the effort. Good screen and roll, but again, Meyer just couldn't convert inside.
Yeah, play was there, but Marys did have some good help defense coming across the lane as well. It wasn't like Brody Meyer was wide open for an easy catch and shot. He was going to have to catch it and finish through traffic.
The foul was on Logan Altenberg, his first. Second Wildcat team foul. Here's Jackson, a touch here for the Bears. They get it off to Hurla again from deep, and he nearly got it to go, but another offensive rebound by McCann. That has been the story, or one of the few stories in this game, offensive rebounding for the Bears. Here is DeVader stepping in, pulling, missing a short jump shot, and then another foul on the Bears on the rebound attempt. Well, one thing you could say the Wildcats are doing well is boxing out.
Yeah, to Holton's defense a little bit on all these offensive rebounds, St. Mary's is putting up a heck of a lot of three-pointers, and a lot of these rebounds are off of long three-pointers and the long rebound. So it's not like they're all just dropping right underneath the basket for easy stickbacks. A lot of missed threes, a lot of long rebounds St. Mary's has been able to track down.
Here is the Wildcats now pushing it up the floor, getting past the press. 2:20 left, third quarter, 38-27. As Meyer, a little short corner, baby Jay, and he knocks it down all 6'6". He's got seven.
Confidence with that range as Holton has both their big guys out there here for the present time.
38-29. Right now the Bears with the ball and the lead. And to the corner it goes. That's McCann. Picks it up on the wing. A closeout by Dillon. Sent back to the top to Ben DeVader. DeVader going to work. Guarded by DeDonder. Works it left into the corner. Griffin, who just checked back into the game. Here's a ball fake on the perimeter. Here's a drive and a shot. No good, but a foul's called. Let's see if it's on the shot. Could be free throws coming up here for the Bears. It appears to be that case for Ben DeVader. It's DeDonder who picks up his second, and that does put DeVader at the line to shoot two. Not seen a ton of free throws in this game. And the first tie off the heel, hits it a second time and falls off.
Yeah, those are six total free throws shot in this contest, and just the third for St. Mary's. We got one more coming.
Alex Gallegos back into the game after that first miss. 8 points for DeVader, all in the first quarter. He had a nice little spurt, and he makes the second. So he's got nine. That gets the lead back to 10 for the Bears, 39-29 at 1:45 to go in the third quarter. Both teams fairly balanced top to bottom. A lot of bodies in the book with points here tonight. Now the Wildcats trying to get ahead of this press defense. They do so to DeDonder here, backing up towards the left corner, now working on the wing. And back to the top of the key, it goes to Altenberg. Holding it high above his head, closed out by Griffin. Doesn't use the dribble, hands it off to Dillon.
Too big standing at the high post, trying to figure out the play here.
A lot of size there for Holton right now in the game. There is one of those with Lassie up top. Chest pass left side of the floor to Dillon. And they set it up here up top to DeDonder. Now Lassie at the elbow. Back to the bucket. Wants to go to work. Runs into two white jerseys. Forcing one up. Nearly got it to go. And a rebound off the miss by Hurla. Well, they set it up. And the big body couldn't get it to go down. And now a 10-point lead with a minute to go. Bears have the ball and the advantage on the scoreboard. High ball screen by Griffin. Hurla using it. Knocked it away in a steal. Bears turn it over. 50 seconds to go in the quarter. Let's see how the Wildcats play it here, down 10. They have only scored 6 points here in the third quarter, and now a whistle and a foul on the perimeter against the Bears.
Yeah, 6 points and still within 10 and have possession of the basketball.
The foul was on Hurla, his second. Team foul number four. Corbin Fox back into the game for the Wildcats. As a quick breather for Bodie Dillon. 43 and a half seconds to go in this quarter. 39-29. St. Mary's in front. Dumping into Lassie. Going to work on Jackson. And he walked with it. Well, they certainly try to get Lassie with his size opportunities down low. But that time just couldn't convert.
Yeah, you like the Holton big guys being aggressive. Trying to create offense when they get those paint touches. But like sometimes they try to do a little too much or go just a little too fast. That's turnover number 14 now on Holton here today.
Big possession for the Wildcats defensively. They're down 10, 30 seconds to go in the quarter. Here's Hurla on a drive, kicks it. Now it goes back up top to Vader from deep downtown range, and he buried it.
Deep might be an understatement, Ted, but
that was NBA range, no doubt. 42-29, 15 seconds to go here for the Wildcats. Here's Peek into the front court. Lost it at the hip. Picks it up. Still with the dribble. 9 seconds to go. Lassie sets him a screen. It is well defended there by the Bears. 5 seconds to go. Here's Fox. Down to two. Holding. Top of the key. Pete contested from deep, and it's short, and that takes us to the end of the third quarter. Bears a strong third quarter on both sides of the ball, and they lead the Wildcats 42-29 as we hit the fourth quarter of play. Back after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to know your local pharmacist? Well, at Medical Pharmacy in Holton, you know everybody in the building. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Take advantage of numerous services with delivery and a drive-through on the north side of the building. Contact them at 364-2114. Medical Pharmacy is here to ensure you get your medication in a timely, safe manner. Medical Pharmacy in Holton, your locally owned, locally operated, and locally loved pharmacy, 1 mile north of Holton, adjacent to the Holton Hospital.
It's a new year and the perfect time to open a new account at GN Bank. Our switch kits makes it easy to transfer your direct deposits and payments. You'll enjoy using debit cards, mobile banking, secure and easy to use internet banking, bill pay, and e-statements. Our fast and easy loan application process means you'll find GN Bank the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Fourth quarter action underway here in Seneca. Nemaha Central High School, first quarter final here of the 11th annual Thunder Classic. Undefeated Bears, 42-29, nearly added to it with a three. Big rebound there for Luke Lassie.
Holt needs a little run here to get back in this game and give themselves a fighting chance down the stretch.
Bears have really clamped up on the defensive end since the first quarter. Here's Fox for the Wildcats. Holton scored just 6 points in that third quarter. They were outscored 12-6. As again, defense has been crucial for the Bears here really since the first quarter. Here's Fox driving, bumped and fouled.
And that's number four, I think, on Rizek. Nope, they got Summers.
Second on Summers, first foul of the fourth quarter.
DeBader and Rizek are the two St. Mary's players with three personals each.
Well, the Wildcats scored 14 in the first quarter. They have scored just 15 points since. See if the offense can pick up and make a move. Just over 7 minutes to go. Here's Peak driving, hanging in the air, and a big layup for Braden Peak, who's now got 9. Bears get it up the floor quickly. 42-31, 11-point Bears lead. They get it into the corner. Another good look from 3, and another connection from 3 as it's Summers with his second triple. And a timeout for Coach Hunter and Holton.
And you got so many guys that can knock down triples. Drive and kick, drive and kick, drive and kick. St. Mary's has been doing it all day today, and they've now made 8 3-point baskets in this game. That's well over half their points here today.
14-point advantage for the Bears, 45-31. A timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. We'll go ahead and keep it right here for the time being, but you mentioned the three-point shooting, that's been crucial. I think Colton's done a much better job in terms of not allowing the offensive rebounds in the second half, but Bears are getting hot from the outside. They have really clamped it up on the defensive end, and they have only had 3 turnovers since the first quarter. So a lot of things you can mix together right now that has given the Bears a 14-point lead with 7 minutes to go.
I feel like a couple opportunities that Holton's had in this game, you know, tied at 19. You think about having the ball down 4 before halftime, and you turn it over and then give up a half-court 3 and then just 6 points in the third quarter. Nobody's going to score 6 points and keep up with St. Mary's in any game, I don't think, that they play this season. But there's still some time here, 14 points. I feel like this is kind of a last-ditch rally cry effort with the timeout by Coach Marco Hunter to get his guys to energize. But now you're at a point where you can't just do it on the offensive end. You need stops. You've got to get it done on the defensive side of the ball as well.
Yeah, let's see what the Wildcats come away with out of this timeout. Still plenty of time, just a touch south under 7 minutes, 6:57 to be exact, but it is a 14-point game right now with the Bears in front, 45-31. Out of the timeout, no shock. The Bears continue to show press in the full court here. Fox to throw it in here for the Wildcats. Has the ability to move, dumps it in here to Bodie Dillon. Far side of the floor, it's Fox into the front court, head of steam, stops on a dime on the wing. They get it left side now to DeDonder. Lassie, touch on the elbow, guarded by Rizak, and a pull-up is good. How about that play by Luke Lassie? 45-33. Big time shot there to get Holton within 12. Bears slow it down a touch, turning down a wide open three with Summers, and they'll reset up top. Just under 6.5 minutes to go. Bears in control with the ball, leading by 12. This is Gallegos up top to Rizak. Now it's to Vader, leading scorer right now for the Bears. Kicks it back up top, Gallegos. Bears slowing down the pace just a touch. Touch at the elbow, right side kick. Hesitation by DeVader on a three. Instead gets it back up to the top of the key. So the Bears, early playing keep away right now. We're at 6 minutes to go in the game, leading by 12. Here's Hurla. Gets all the way to the rack, and that's a foul on the floor against Dillon, reaching around from behind, and that stops the clock at 5:55. Second on Dillon. And Rizak, he gets a good look, and it's blocked by Lassie, but Rizak gets the rebound, and I think he's bumped. I think they get Lassie with the foul there.
Yeah, it's weird, because Luke kind of had a block, but then Rizak got the rebound, and Lassie just kind of, his legs twisted, and he kind of just fell down right at the legs of Rizak, picking up the personal after the block.
And there's a good play inside on the inbounds pass, and an easy bucket off the window for Gallegos, who's got five. And it's 47-33. It's back to 14. And the pressure again here by the Bears. Tipping a pass out of bounds. Good job there by DeVader and Hurla.
Give St. Mary's credit. It really hasn't worked much, but they're sticking with what they do. And that's full court man-to-man pressure, playing man-to-man defense all day. Still pressing, even though Holton hasn't had many turnovers against the press. In fact, they've had most of their scoring opportunities, it seems like, in transition in this game.
See what the Wildcats can do here. Down 14, but time slowly ticking away in the fourth quarter. Just under 5.5 minutes to go. They're down by 14. Here's Dillon going to work. Gets by the defender and a right side shot off the window. Big bucket for Dillon. He's got four. 47-35 Bears at 5:15 to go. Here's Hurla working left on a Rizak screen. They go under it. He fires a three. It's strong off the heel. Tipped around. Offensive rebound. Pass to Rizak. Rejected by Peek, but a foul's called. Goodness.
Well, Peek didn't agree with the call, but here's the problem for Holton again. They give up another offensive rebound off the missed three-pointer by Hurla. And St. Mary's has second-chance point opportunities.
Here's Rizak again, saddled with foul trouble in the first half. He's got 3 points, a few rebounds as well. First free throw short. 5:04 left, a 12-point game. Bears trying to stay undefeated. Wildcats trying to snap a two-game skid. Second free throw, that one's good. Rizak goes 1 for 2 and has 4 points in the game. 48-35, Baker's dozen now the advantage here for the Bears against the Wildcats. Trying to answer, left side three, front rim no, and fighting for the rebound. That is a quick one-and-done possession there as Summers clears it away. Hurla floating off 1 foot, easy teardrop inside the free throw line. 13 now for Hurla, makes it 50-35, and now they get a steal. And Hurla, he's blocked by Fox, but a second chance up and in by Gallegos.
Second chance points again, another turnover for Holton, and now the biggest advantage of the night belongs to the Bears.
52-35, all of a sudden balloons up to 17 at 4.5 minutes to go. Again, the timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. Again, we'll keep it right here as we look ahead for the other quarterfinals. So you got Rock Creek and Marysville in the second game after this one, and then we'll pop back in on the air roughly around 6:15 for that third quarterfinal, which will be Troy and Jackson Heights, and then undefeated Nemaha Central and Hiawatha in the nightcap. Of course, St. Mary's trying to defend their title from this tournament a year ago, and if they somehow win it, the Bears do, that would be 3 Thunder Classic titles in the last 5 years.
Yeah, very good team, and you can't say enough good things about the former K-Stater, Will Spradling, and what he's done for this St. Mary's boys basketball team. These teams, of course, will play again this season. Their regular Big East League meeting will be February the 7th. That's a Friday night in Holton, the one Big East League meeting between these two boys' teams this year.
And again, right out the timeout on cue, the press being applied by the Bears. Not going to pass out of bounds, so Altenberg will have to throw the pass in again. 4.5 minutes to go in the game, 52-35 Bears. Altenberg trying to get it in, and it's tipped out once again. Not a lot of movement here with the Wildcats, and just right now struggling to get the ball inbounds.
Part of the problem is Bodie Dillon went out for a little breather, and he's their best point guard. They got other guys that can handle it, but without Bodie Dillon, nobody quite as assertive and good at him as being able to get to the ball and bringing it up.
Crucial stretch here for the Wildcats. They got a chip away. They need stops. They need buckets. And a foul's going to be called as Fox slipped into the front court on two white jerseys. And they get the foul here on Gallegos. Both teams still foul to Gibbs with 4:22 to go. The 17-point Bears lead. Wildcats need points and stops quickly. Hurla knocked it away from Altenberg. And then a scrum on the floor. And instead of a tie-up, they'll get the foul on Hurla. That'll be his third.
Has there been a time in the last two or three decades where there hasn't been a phenomenal hurler or two that's been playing basketball on the St. Mary's roster?
And you still got two sophomores on the end of the bench with that same name. It runs deep over there at St. Mary's, but Brady's been a heck of an athlete, and he's leading the charge here, 13 points tonight. Here is a step-back three by Peak, left it short. And the rebound for the Bears, and maybe a little frustration foul there on Peak, working around DeVader, who went in and got the rebound. Here's Dillon back into the game. Altenberg gets a breather. Luke Lassie also back in for the Wildcats. 3:57 left in the game. Bears have really controlled this pace really since about the second quarter on. Here is Hurla into the front court, 13 points for him tonight, averaging 19 on the year. Here's Rezac up top, left side pass, it goes to DeVader. He was hot in the first quarter, has been quiet since. Here's Jackson back up top to Hurla. No shot clock here, so in the advantage for the Bears with their lead at 52-35, now 3.5 minutes to go.
Yeah, wondering how patient they can be, and they're showing us they can be patient with the basketball with a big lead.
And they knock in another corner three, so as good as you can get on that possession. DeVader again, his fourth triple, he's got 15, and it's blown open to a 20-point game at just over 3 points to go, and now Holton back the other way, turning it over. Here is Gallegos stopping, popping in transition, banking it in with a little bit of touch.
This game about to get really, really ugly here as it is a 15-6 fourth quarter already for St. Mary's. And another Holton turnover. I believe that's 17 or 18, B10.
That is 17 on the dot, for sure. A couple subs in for the Wildcats, but he's got to be impressed with really the defensive effort by this Bears team, really. From the start of the second half on, points have been hard to come by for the Wildcats.
10 made three-point baskets now tonight for St. Mary's.
57-35 their lead, under 3 minutes to go in this game. Bears on pace to go to 9-0 on the year. Here's Griffin back into the game, thought about it, putting it on the floor. DeVader stepping through multiple defenders. And all of a sudden, quietly, he's got 17 to lead all scores. It's 59-35, and the Wildcats turn it over again. 2.5 minutes to go. Another one. DeVader, why not? He's feeling it.
Yikes.
Well, shooters know how to shoot when they get in a rhythm, and DeVader bangs home another, and that is a quick timeout for the Wildcats at 2:20 to go. It is now 62-35.
A 20-6 fourth quarter for St. Mary's, and Coach Hunter is going to pull all five of his starters out. Maybe feeling a bit like, if you're not going to play any harder than that, just come over here to the bench, and I'll let the final guys at the end of the bench finish this game out.
Well, the three ball has been the story for the Bears in the second half. Ben DeVader with 20 points in the game. Brady Hurla's got 13, 9 from Gallegos. Again, we've talked about the three-point shot. It's just been falling in every direction in a positive way for the Bears and not so much for the Wildcats here in this second half. Again, it really started. It was an even game through the first near two quarters, but Brady Hurla sinking one right in front of midcourt to end the half, which gave St. Mary's a 30-23 lead. But since then, second half on, it has been all Bears.
Holton's done some good things. You mentioned that first half, really throughout the first half, played pretty well. Had some turnovers and gave up some offensive boards. But we knew this St. Mary's team is just so capable and deadly offensively and so many guys that can score. And so it finally came to fruition more so here in the second half, and then the Holton turnovers quickly became compounded with quick buckets for St. Mary's.
So again, both teams going deep into the bench. Final 2 minutes, Bears are going to move on here. Stay undefeated on the year. Wildcats with the possession. Cade Kohlberg driving from the left wing, bumped and fouled at 2:04 to go. This is Cole Herla who picked up that first foul.
Corbin Wilson, a junior out there. Caden Gale, a junior out there. You mentioned Cade Kohlberg, just a sophomore, and a couple other youngsters that are getting their first action on varsity this season. Actually, the second time that some of these cats have been in, like Daniel Cannon and Devin Twerwingler.
So again, the Wildcats with the ball. Backups in for both sides. Another bump and a foul. This one against Parker Heim, who is a 6'1 sophomore for the Bears. A Bears team that's going to move on to the semifinals on Thursday night. We'll get the winner of the Rock Creek Marysville matchup, which is coming up after this one. And the first free throw up and good for the Wildcats here.
Devin Terwillinger is a
Terwillinger.
Yeah, freshman. He is the only freshman on the varsity roster for Holton.
And he goes 2 for 2 there, makes it 62-37 at under 150 to go. Dominant performance in this second half for the Bears, pulling away from the Wildcats here in our first of three quarterfinals on KNZA here at the Thunder Classic. Final 135. Into the corner it goes. Cole Herla now up top. A three by Jace Herla. That one no good. Rebound for the Wildcats in Caden Gale. Final 120. Wildcats with the ball. Good defense there by Griffin. Into the corner it goes. This is Cannon. And knocked out of bounds. And it's going to stay here with the Wildcats at 113 to go. Well, again, for the Wildcats, you just look at the daunting schedule they have played now, what's going to be through 9 games. Nemaha twice, Sabetha, Rossville, Silver Lake, the St. Mary's team today.
Welcome to the Big East.
Welcome to the Big East League. And even when you hit the midseason tournament, you can't get out of it. There's a whistle and a stoppage of play. Jump ball possession, keeping it with the Wildcats. It's 64 seconds to go. And 62-37, St. Mary's. Both teams with backups in. Oh, that was a nice play by Cannon. He got a floater to go, but they get him for the offensive foul. One thing I will say, and correct me if I'm wrong, I have one second-half turnover for the Bears.
Yep, that's what I have. 6 for the game, is that
right?
Yeah,
that is
pretty impressive.
Yeah, that's really good.
Of course, Holton hasn't pressed the whole night, really, until now.
Final 50 seconds, Griffin with the basketball for the Bears. Backups getting some good opportunities here. Good movement there for a right wing three and spinning out what would have been a 4-point play. Instead, 3 free throws coming up here for Parker Heim, who nearly got one to go, but the foul's going to be on Gale.
That Heim name is a pretty popular one right now at St. Mary's as well. We won't get to see their girls basketball team here this week, but obviously one of the top players in the state on the female side of things is Mrs. Heim down at St. Mary's.
At least I know as of last week was leading all classifications and points per game. It is running deep with great athletes, and Heim missing the first 2 free throws here. He's a 6'1 sophomore. Just 43 seconds left in this game. We hadn't really had a ton of free throws in this game in general. A few more in the second half, and now that one's good, so Heim able to hit 1 of 3 after the foul on the shot by Caden Gale. 63-37 Bears. Wildcats maybe one more possession or two to wrap this one up. Here is Gale on a drive. He is bumped in the paint, fouled on the floor. It will be free throws, though. Foul on Landon DeVader, who is a 6'4 sophomore.
And didn't have as many free throws in this final minute as we had the first 30 minutes of the contest.
I think you might be right about that, which is crazy to think about. First free throw for Caden Gale. That one a little bit strong. This will be his 3rd and now coming up 4th free throw attempts of the year. Just 30 seconds remaining in this contest, and he missed them both. And fighting for an offensive rebound is Corbin Wilson. So 25 seconds to go. Wildcats still have it. Here's Wilson, who got the rebound. Short on a 3. Tipped into the hands of Brendan Griffin, And now the Bears probably about to run out the final 14 seconds of this game. An impressive showing for a top 10 team in 3A, and the Bears going to stay undefeated. They're going to move to 9-0 as the final few ticks are running off the clock. 63-37, a dominant showing in the second half for the St. Mary's Bears, and they move on to the semifinals here at the Thunder Classic, which will be on Thursday night. So our first quarter final is in the books. St. Mary's, big-time win over the Wildcats, 63-37. Is the final on the board. Our post-game show next, brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. More after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Your
mind is
your friend.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters, the right agent with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limpool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Oh my God, Becky, look at those tires. They are so bad. I bet she thinks she can't afford them. But you know, I bet she hasn't called Wilson Tire. With multiple forms of financing and competitive pricing, they are sure to get your car on a safe set of tires without breaking the bank. So what are you waiting for? Give Matt and Terry a call at 785-362-8473 or check them out online at WilsonTireKS.com. When selection and service matter, call Wilson Tire.
Since 1996, R&S Maintenance Service has been a leader in industrial manufacturing, support, and repair in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, equipment removal and installation, and dumpster service, R&S Maintenance Service is a proud supporter of local student athletes. Visit online at rnsmaintenance.com or stop by off K4 Highway since 1996. In Meriden.
As your hometown bank, Citizens State Bank and Trust looks forward to helping you through the many stages of life, from your first checking account to your retirement account. We've helped generations of families buy their first home, finance their vehicles, and plan for the future. Let us put our experience to work for you and your family. Call today for an appointment. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Dominant second half by the undefeated St. Mary's Bears here. First round of the 11th annual Thunder Classic here at Nemaha Central High School. Alongside Justin Fluke, Kurt Kilman, Paige Ethan as well. Out with the channels, I'm Brandon Tadman. In a dominant second half by the Bears, running away from the Wildcats of Holton. The final score, Bears 63, Wildcats 37. It was a 33-14 second half, and that's about as pristine of a couple quarters, really, from any team that I have covered here. This Bears team is no joke, and a dominant second half gets them the win.
Yeah, they're 9-0, and one of the top eight teams now in the entire Class 3A after previously having some runs to state in 2A and trying the 3A ranks this year. But, yeah, just a veteran team playing incredibly hard, in-your-face, man-to-man defense, relentless. The entire game, they never stopped the full-court pressure. And although that didn't result in a ton of turnovers in the backcourt with that full-court pressure, I think what it did be, Tad, is it kind of just gradually wore Holton down. And I think it frustrated Holton a little bit as well. And I think that's why we see such a huge difference in the second half. And St. St. Mary's is constant pressure and relentlessness, you know, eventually pays off because they got so many different guys that can knock down shots. They end up making, what, 11 different three-point buckets in this contest. So deadly from the perimeter. And, you know, it's a tough matchup for anybody. Holton kind of hung with them for a half, as we mentioned, but eventually St. Mary's showing why they are one of the top teams in 3A, no doubt, and maybe one of the favorites to repeat here at this tournament. But no doubt, I think Rock Creek is probably going to be their semifinal, and then I would guess Nemaw Central, maybe a championship matchup against St. Mary's. So there's going to be some good games coming up here later this week for sure to give the Bears some test, which is really what every team wants out of a midseason tournament, see a couple different opponents and figure out, you know, more strengths and weaknesses and have a chance to really improve and set yourself up for the final run of the year.
So, again, the Bears, 18-14, their lead after one. They got a 45-foot three to end the half, which gave them a 30-23 lead. And then, again, they just dominate the rest of the way, outscoring the Wildcats 33-14. Get you some of the numbers in this game. And starting with St. Mary's, they got 20 points from Ben DeVader. He was in spurts tonight and really helped close out that game early on in the fourth quarter with a nice 8-point stretch by himself. He hit 5 threes in the game. They also got 13 points, 5 rebounds from Brady Hurla. They got 9 from Alex Gallegos as well. They got 6 points from Zach Summers. They got 5 from Cyprian Jackson. They got 4 from Howie Rizak. They also got 1 point late off the bench from Parker Heim. Wildcats led in scoring by Braden Peake. He had 9 points to go along with 5 rebounds, 6 from DeDonder. They got 7 points as well from Brody Meyer, 6 from Luke Lassie. They got 4 from Bodie Dillon, and 3 points from Corbin Fox. Again, you look at some of the team numbers, 19 turnovers in the game for the Wildcats. Bears only turned it over one time in the second half and finished with just 6 turnovers. That is flawless stuff. And again, you look at the three-point shot, 11 threes made by St. Mary's, just 1 made three for the Wildcats. That is a 30-point swing in of itself right there. 27-22 unofficially advantage for the Bears. In the rebound category, Bears 4 of 9 at the free throw line. Wildcats just 5 attempts from the line tonight, connecting on 2 of them. Let's get you our player of the game. It's brought to you by Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Again, you look at St. Mary's team, what they did here tonight, but I look at Ben DeVader again, not just because he led the team in points with 20, but it was the spurts that he had. The game was tight in the first quarter. He scored 8 quick points all by himself, and then really the first few minutes of that fourth quarter when there was still kind of a chance for the Wildcats, he had a 6-8 point stretch in about a 30-second to a minute span that forced Marco Hunter to call a timeout, which really helped put the game away.
Yeah, I think he played good defense, also had some offensive rebounds. I think St. Mary's probably had a 3-1 advantage over Holton in offensive rebounds in this ball game. But yeah, Ben DeVader's points scored were clutch, and they came in runs, as you mentioned. And the other big thing about him, remember, he had 2 early fouls and had his set after he got those 8 points early on.
True.
And then he picked up his 3rd foul fairly early in the second half. So the other thing DeVader did pretty well is play through some foul trouble here tonight.
So Ben DeVader of St. Mary's, our player of the game, again brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. So we appear to be roughly on time for the most part, not too far off after game number one. Again, we're going to take a break here. We're going to go off the air. Kirk Kilman in studio locked in and ready to go here on KNZA. Again, Marysville and Rock Creek is the next game coming up, and then we'll pop back in for the 3rd and 4th, which will be the final 2 games. Again, estimated start time around 6:15 for Troy and Jackson Heights, and then the final game of the night will be Nemaha Central and Hiawatha. Again, estimated start time roughly 7:45. So that's going to knock us off the air here for a little bit, but hang tight. We will be back around again 6:15 for the 3rd matchup here of this quarterfinal day of this 11th annual Thunder Classic. Again, Troy and Jackson Heights coming up later tonight, followed by Nemaha Central and Hiawatha. Again, the final score in game one here, it's all St. Mary's. They run away from Holton 63-37. Again, for Ethan and Paige, Justin, Kurt, I'm Brandon. We'll talk to you here around 6:15 for game number 2 of our triple header here tonight on the MSC Sports Radio Network.